The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Shut up. I can't even imagine.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
You like that?
Hey, Red Danny.
Mr. Unlimited.
Chargers, go.
Dude, he's such an effing loser. I bought the cock and then I released it. You can't just flop that thing out on national TV and be like, hey, check this thing out.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
Oh, dear.
Oh, China.
I think yesterday, by the way, was the Castellanos anniversary.
Which one?
The first one.
The I don't think I'm going to put this headset on again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Someone at the gym came up to me and randomly told me that. Like, just were like, hey, love the show. By the way, it's the Castellanos anniversary. I was like, oh, hey. And then I saw that later, like on Twitter. Someone had said that. So confirmed, I believe yesterday, according to two sources, internet and some rando.
Confirmed by Guy and Jim and...
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Social media.
Yes, one social media account confirmed it, that yesterday was the anniversary of the bundle of sticks call from the Castellanos home run.
Well, I just...
So, I appreciate it. I forget your name, but I'm sorry. I'm trying to think of it, but whoever came up and told me that yesterday, thank you.
I just narrowly missed seeing Joe Fisher naked a minute ago.
Yeah?
I've never seen so much dong in my life.
What was he in there scrubbing up on?
Probably his grundle. I don't know. He was in there taking a shower.
I thought I was the only person to ever use that shower.
No?
All right.
You're the second person I've seen use the shower. Now, we do have a shower here in our bathroom.
Yes.
The hard part about the shower in our bathroom is the layout is such that there is a shower curtain. So when you're in the shower and the shower curtain is pulled, there's privacy. But if that shower curtain is not closed...
The angle of the mirror
think somebody... who is out in the hall could see you naked.
It's poorly designed. It does feel like you could almost look from outside the bathroom door.
Yes.
I like to leave the shower curtain open. That way, I just kind of...
Let them know.
I like to put a good word of mouth out there and be like, hey,
well,
check it out.
Listen, I walked in on you, and it was not a good word of mouth.
It's like, here you go. This is meant to share.
Well, anyway. So now the second fan personality I've almost seen naked.
Yeah.
He told me I just missed the show because he was naked, but he had his boxers on.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn it. Did he put the USDA stamp on his dong?
I have seen Joe shirtless many a time, and let me tell you, that's a sight to behold unto itself.
Here's another thing. I got to call him out. That boiler is a growing.
It's growing. It's mighty. Yeah.
Anyway, top fan personality you'd like to see naked. I know who mine is, it's not close.
There's one choice and one choice only. Because I don't know about you, I've said this many a time. You can see anyone like that's relatively good-looking naked. That's a dime a dozen. I want something unusual. I want something unique. Which is why, like I said, I'd be interested in what Buck has going on. Because I've seen his kid's little boiler body.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. And his wife claims that it's just like his. So... I'd be interested in what Buckley has going on, but no, there's one answer and one answer only.
That's right.
And that's Jeff Russ.
Correct.
100%. I want to see what Jeff Russ has going on.
If we did a fan guy calendar where we're all naked, all 12 of us.
Yeah.
Do we have 12? We should do one.
I think we do have 12.
Yeah, we got at least 12.
Do we?
Well, yeah, I mean,
you might be stretching a little bit.
Well, we have three shows
per show.
With three per show. That's nine. And then you throw in, Schultze, Fish, Ortner.
Yeah, we got it.
You're right. Somebody's going to be left out.
Well, then we'll have to double up,
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll put Fisher and Patrick together.
Well, that could be like a hot corner, you know.
Someone gets the cover and a month.
Yeah. Something along that.
Well, you're right. The most popular month, without a doubt, will be Jeff Rust.
Yes. Wherever Rust is, and I could do so many things with it. Santa Rust. I got summertime Rust, fall Rust. Like, I'm picturing Rust naked, and then, like, the fall leaves coming down, and then a leaf strategically covering.
Like little pixie Rust, like Peter Pan Rust.
Yes. I'm sorry. It'd be amazing. And I can't be the only one that's interested in where that hair. Like, what's the situation down there? Because, there's...
Didn't he once brag about a giant hog?
I think he's packing heat. I think he is. And you look at that guy's beard and, like, chest hair, you know there's a situation down there. Dude, there's over the hedges happening. There has to be.
Well, that makes two men at the station who have bragged about giant dong.
Swag.
Swag does.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
I don't think I've heard that.
He does.
Yeah, Swag talks about his sexual prowess all the time. Or at least he used
really?
To.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't heard him in a while, but of course I don't see him ever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Rust and Swagart.
Yeah.
Probably the two feature specimen in this calendar.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I check out what's going on there. 100%. But the right answer is Rust.
Here's the situation.
Yeah. Who are you flipping right past? Because you know that's a... Because it's got to be like... Because none of us are, you know... I mean, there's nobody that's going to be like... The women are going to be like, oh my God. Yeah. I mean, no offense to any of the other guys, but... Who... Like... Who would be number one for the women? Probably Dusty.
Probably Dusty.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I would assume. I mean, Dusty's the most traditionally, I don't know, handsome.
He's a hottie.
Yeah.
Maybe Sprague, if you want a little more alternative Portland-y, because he's doing the tattoo runner thing
now.
Yeah, you know?
And he's thin.
Well, for a certain lady, I'll tell you what, the big fella here is doing all right. The Holly Rose of the world, they're gonna like a big Viking.
All the butter
thing.
Hogs will love you.
Yeah. There's going to be a certain... We're going to move...
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hogs.
I don't know if our calendar is going to do well in Portland, but in the Midwest, I think we're going to do fine. I think my month will do all right. You literally just blow the hell out of these hogs. I'm also not going to lie. The other one that I'd be very excited about seeing, Schultze.
I thought you were going to go initially before Russ. I thought you were going to say.
Russ just has so much character, but I'm not going to lie. Schultz, because whereas Rust, I picture just being just a well-hung Sasquatch. Dude, I bet you Schultz is like a hairless cat. And I would stare at the hell out of that. There's stuff going on there. 100%. I'd be like, yeah, let's take a look. Let's take a look. Let's go. What are we doing here?
Damn.
And then there's others that are just normal, like, you know.
And that's why I think you scroll past. Like, you probably scroll right by me.
You're normal.
You've been on the air for longer, so people have had curiosities for longer. They've been waiting to see Isachi.
Well, I can tell
buff.
You won't be that impressed. But you also would be like,
Isachi.
I like the Alonzo morning meme. You'd be like,
Hey, I've seen the Italian beefcake photo. Well, I'll tell you, the one that would want to do it is Sprague, because Sprague's shirtless a lot. Sprague, like, posts, like, shirtless Instagram photos. Like, he would be the guy that would be, he'd be the Mike Gundy.
Exhibitionist.
Well, he would be the Gundy of the group that would be like, dude, we're not going to do this calendar, dude, it'd be hilarious if we did. Hey, why don't we do the calendar? Like, he would be that guy that would be, like, egging it on, but, like, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but deep down, he would be super excited about it. He's like, hell yeah.
I'm 40.
It's like, check this out.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's coming out soon.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Someone's asking, are you allowed to, fluff up a little bit before the picture gets taken?
Well, yes.
Absolutely.
Which month do each of you guys want?
Well, I want my birthday month, which is July.
Okay.
Yeah. And Sue could be Santa. You're December.
I December.
You could be the Santa.
Yeah, that makes sense. Just a hat
lighter.
Up there and nowhere else.
Yeah. It'd be a strategically placed candy cane, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hang something off your candy cane?
Yeah, something along those lines.
What would be your theme, Rob? What would you do for July? Just you in a lounger chair, sunglasses, and a cocktail?
That's right. With my pubes out.
Maybe you're on your putting green.
Right.
In the nude.
Right.
That sounds like the only
solo style.
The only fan account needs to happen.
The only fan. Yes. Yes, that's great.
Well done.
Well, there'd be some people like,
Yeah, because we need residuals. Hop on this jug.
Well, I think there's some people that are uncomfortable taking, like, just even a shirt off, and others that wouldn't. There'd be some people that just, you know, and that are just not comfortable. But I think for the most part, if we did like a, if you did a cheeky, like, no, like, you know.
You just lean in. Everybody leans in.
I think most people would do it.
I'd do it.
I'm trying to think of.
I'd do it. No one wants it, but I'd do it.
Yeah. Buck, I want to see that. I want Buck. This is my, because Buck wears that trucker hat a bunch. I want Buck in a garage, a little greased up.
Ooh,
little greased up, like a trucker hat, like a pub beer, a wrench, and then just in a pair of like leopard speedos.
It's so off brand for me though, because I'm not a handyman.
That's not the point, Buck. You lean into it. You look like Cooter from Dukes of Hazzard.
Check out this hammer.
Cooter? Is that an insult?
No. Look at him. You're telling me
board.
You couldn't see Buck in a garage? Yeah, that we could lean into that. But just side profile, boilers sticking out. Let's go.
I'm out on the back deck just wearing an apron smoking meat.
Oh, there you go. That would work.
Hot.
I just turned around. You see my cheeks?
Someone's asking if Schultzy has two faux hawks.
Please.
Ooh, doggy.
That's why we need to know.
Oh, I think someone has like a hidden tattoo somewhere. Someone's got a cheek or like a hip tattoo.
You think Swag has a tramp stamp?
Obviously, Rob needs to have a golf club head cover. Is that a Titleist?
Put my Scotty Cameron putter cover on there.
Oh.
Might not fit, though.
Oh, Patrick Harris is the Marsh Leprechaun? Yes, yes, yes. You guys are going to get a sternly written letter for this segment. It's possible.
I mean, compared to our turd sandwich segment from earlier...
I enjoyed that segment.
I thought it was great.
We got a random club question coming in from a listener, which I find to be a good one. And then we'll get back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah.
Here.
Where we're not objectifying the fan staff.
Yes. Who'd we miss?
Dirt.
Yeah, we missed Dirt.
Dirt.
Danny.
See, I think Dirt's like me and scrollable. You know? Danny, scrollable.
Danny would be something.
Ortner.
Yeah, Ortner would love it. Ortner would be like Sprague, where he would joke about it, but then deep down, he's dying.
He's been working on that body.
Yeah, he loves his new hot body.
He's dying to do it, 100%. Who else did we... I think we got...
I think that's everybody.
Yeah, I think we got most everybody there that went through. I mean, that's the whole set.
Shout out to Jeff Rust.
Jeff Austin.
Ooh.
Oh, the boss man?
Boss wants to throw... His Titleist putter cover into the mix. I don't know.
I'm not touching that one. All right. We'll be right back. Club 1080 on the fan. All right. A couple things here. I'll get back to my jetliner story in a moment. But, random club question. This comes in from one of our fine listeners out there in radio land.
We love our radio listeners.
Yeah. He said, I've started the habit of peeing in the bathroom sink when I'm in a hurry. It saves water, and I don't need to wash my hands because I never touch anything. My wife thinks it's disgusting, but I view myself as a trailblazer. Who is in the right?
Huh. Well, I mean, how does peeing in the sink save you time?
That's what I'm wondering. Is the sink closer than the toilet by, like, a wide margin?
Is he claiming that he's saving time because he doesn't have to... wash his hands? And by the way, I mean,
I don't want to walk up to a
you're still touching your
urine
you're still,
sink.
You're still touching your bits. I'm not.
I don't think you're a trailblazer, sir.
No, yeah, I mean, go with the. I'm with the wife on this.
You know, I mean, I guess it's
there's a reason. There's a difference between a toilet and a sink.
Yeah, I mean, pee is sterile, so it's not like it spreads. Bacteria. I guess the water all goes to the same place. So from that standpoint, I guess. But at the same time, you're brushing your teeth, you're washing your face. in the sink.
Well, and he's, and I'm assuming when he says I'm saving water, he is not like sort of flushing the urine down the sink.
Yeah.
He's just
peeing. It's just gross.
Yeah, that is gross.
I can't.
And the stench?
Yeah, yeah. There's this doesn't make any sense. Look, I'm open to the idea of you being an innovator if this somehow. I just not seeing the benefit of it.
How about let it fly in your backyard? Like, I mean, at least.
Yeah, I pee like 85 to 90% of my pees at my house occur in the backyard. Now, that would be an innovator because I go hands-free. That does save me time. There's no flushing involved. I just don't understand. I'm not understanding the benefit, the full benefit of peeing in the sink. I'm not getting it. Am I missing something? Other than you don't have to touch the toilet?
I think what he's trying to do is justify his
peeing in the sink.
Disgusting behavior.
Yeah, I guess I've never really thought about.
I've done that if like a bath, if every bathroom is full and you've got to go so bad that like you don't have another option.
But when you just go outside,
yeah. But yeah, you would.
Now I'll tell you what. If we're talking about peeing in the shower, now I'm on board because I pee in the shower like all the time. But I've never really thought about because my shower is right by the toilet. I've never thought about peeing in the shower when the toilet's right there.
Do you pee in the shower here? Is Joe Fisher walking around in your shower pee?
100%.
Nice.
Yeah. But again, it's not like I'm going into the shower to pee. I'm peeing while showering.
Sure, you're washing it down, unlike this person who says they save water because they don't.
Yeah, I just would think that your sink just smells like piss. Because while piss is sterile, it still stinks. It makes me... I can't get on board with this. My man, I'm interested in your theory here. I'm open to new ideas. This one just doesn't seem to hold water.
Yeah, I'm out.
And I don't blame your wife. You would think, by the way, if you're going to do this, don't tell your wife. That's one of those things that you just do in private.
Hold on, honey. You got to go pee in the sink.
Yeah. Maybe she caught him.
Boy, that'd be a little awkward.
What the hell are you doing?
Now I'm trying to think what would happen if I caught BTJ. Like, if I walked into the bathroom and she was sitting in the sink, taking a whiz, I'm trying to think of what my reaction would be.
And then she says, saves water, honey.
Well, I mean, I don't think I'd be mad, but I would be perplexed. Because that's, I mean, but then her ass is in the sink. But
they wouldn't be sitting in the sink. They would hover.
They would
like
hover.
Like they do normal.
Yeah.
You know, they hover over them.
The squat.
They do the hover over the toilet seat, you know?
We did have this one. All right. Same similar thing. We got into a debate with someone over this. We rented a boat a few weeks ago on the Willamette, right? We do that once or twice a summer. We rent a pontoon boat, have some people out, have some drinks, good old time, right?
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, you're not coming to that. There is zero chance that you would come on that. Zero.
Wasn't invited. Guess we'll never know.
I'm inviting you next time. I think we're doing one at the end of the summer.
Okay.
Yeah. See what happens.
Rob can't make it.
Yeah. Rob suddenly is going to be out.
What was the date?
Hey, you pick a date, and we'll do that.
We'll do it around you.
So, as the day wears on, people are having beverages. There's no toilet on the pontoon boat. So, occasionally, we even name one. We call it Piss Cove. Like you just. Hey, everybody, we're pulling over, and everyone jumping in. Everyone knows why they're jumping in. But as we get later in the day, it gets a little chilly. It wasn't that hot that day, mm-hmm. right? So this is now about 6 o'clock at night. We're on our way to take the boat back. Some people got to go, so we're like, okay, so we pull over. One person on the boat did not want to get into the water to go pee.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, just hover, you know, just hang off the boat. By the way, this was one of the females.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the guy.
I mean. You just whiz. And so this person, I look over there, and the person is literally holding on to the end of the boat with their ass over, but they didn't pull down their swimsuit or anything. They just peed themselves. And while it went in the water, they just peed themselves and then tried to get back in the boat.
Did they forget? Well, was it on purpose?
Were they drunk?
Well, yeah, everyone was. A lot of people were tipsy.
So they forgot a step.
What?
No. Because I caught this and was like, whoa. Time out.
So now you're walking around in your own pee. Why wouldn't you have just jumped in the water?
That's what I... Because it was cold and they didn't want to go in the water. And I'm like, no.
So you'd rather
that's
sit
not
in your own dry pee?
Well, that didn't make any sense. Why wouldn't you pull down...
What?
your trunks.
Well, she was being modest.
That's and to be fair, there was a lot of people. That's why you go in the water. And I put my foot down and was like, no. No one's getting back on this boat with pee shorts. No, you get in the water. And I made that person, and by may, I may have shoved. I'm like, no, you're going in the water. You don't get to come back on the boat.
With pontoon pee abuse.
Yeah. I may have done a... Have you ever seen A Christmas Story? The ho-ho-ho?
Well, yeah.
I kind of did one of those.
Jeez, man.
I just kind of did the, and you're going in. Well, I knew this person. You know, we were friends. They can be mad at me all they want, whatever. That person was going in the water. They literally thought it was okay. Because their theory was, well, when you go in the water, you just pee yourself anyways. Yes, but you're peeing into water. You're just peeing into your pants. Like, what are we doing here?
Why was this a debate?
That's what I said.
That's not debatable.
Thank you. And yet this person hanging.
So they're still trying to justify this?
Still trying to justify.
I mean, I see why she did it that way. It's the wrong way to do it. Well, she didn't want to pull down her pants in front of everyone.
Then you jump in the water.
Well, she didn't want to do that either.
Well, so you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Well, but that's how she got to this place.
It's a binary decision. Well, you get one or the other.
There's no debate about
it. That's how you get my size 13 in the middle of your head shoving you into the water, which, by the way, she was very upset about. And I didn't care.
Well, don't bring the pee shorts on the boat.
I thought I had a responsibility as captain of the SS Piss Cove to be like, no, we're not doing this. And this was my argument. There's no way that you would have been okay with me peeing myself on the boat and then just being like, no big deal, everyone. Just pissed my pants.
Scoot over, make some room for me.
Yeah, no.
Well, she kind of would have had to have been okay with it.
Well, we weren't okay with it. I wasn't okay with it. No one else should have been
either. That's a really strange move.
Thank you. And I just happened to catch it out of the corner of my eye and was like, what is... Huh? And then, because I...
So, like, okay.
Imagine, so feet on the edge of the boat,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, I can picture.
And then sitting back, and I noticed that bottoms were still on.
But wait, can I ask a technical question?
Ask away. I looked.
Yeah, was there...
It was going
everywhere. Urine going into the water?
It was going everywhere.
So was it sort of effective in that way? In that it sort of
peeing through the swimsuit.
It's like pour over coffee.
Yeah. But it's yeah.
Wow.
Man over.
What a visual.
Yeah.
No, did it actually help with the urine content on the boat? I mean, that is an argument in her favor.
Well, look.
Look.
It's better to, if you're going to pee your pants, this was a much better method than just sitting on the boat and peeing yourself.
Right.
But sitting on the boat and peeing yourself is not an option.
Well, it was.
That is not an option.
It was.
No,
for
you
her.
Had two choices, the water or pull them down.
Yes.
There wasn't a third of just pee through my shorts.
And I'm sorry because I got that she hit me with the modesty thing. And then I said, then you pull to the side or you get your significant other to maybe hold
a towel.
Ask
a friend to shield you.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's a lot of better ways.
Girls go to the bathroom in packs all the time. They could have figured this out if they want to.
Or you just do this simple one. You go to the back of the boat and you only go into the waist. You stand on the ladder, you go into the waist, it's a little chilly for a little bit, take care of your business, come back up. But I put a firm, you don't come back on the boat until that bottom has been in that water. I felt very, very strongly about that. And I don't know, it ended up in some sort of debate on the boat, and I wasn't willing to have that debate. As captain, I put my foot down and said,
yeah,
no.
Peeing in the sink guy is back.
Yeah.
And he is still, he's fighting. He says.
What are you fighting? You're now the girl peeing her pants. You're fighting an uphill. This is silly.
He says, peeing in the sink is great at night because you don't have to lift the toilet seat. You just hang over and run the water for about 2 seconds. It's more efficient than flushing a toilet.
Okay, but here's, again.
Is lifting a toilet seat difficult?
Well, and here's the thing. If you don't want to aim, you don't want to deal with that, sit down when you pee. I'll do that at night.
Sure.
Middle of the night, if I've had some beverages, especially, I don't do a standing wee. I sit down. I don't have to turn on the light. I don't have to aim. I don't have to worry about a rogue, anything.
I'll do it just because I forget to put the seat back down and my wife gets pissed at me when she goes and it's not down.
See, that's fine. But you're still coming up with, you're peeing where you brush your teeth. You're peeing where you wash your face. I just can't justify that. Because
there's not a need, and there's not a massive advantage.
It's
correct.
I feel like this is the same thing of the gal that was trying to pee without pulling her pants down. It's silly. It makes no sense. There's no benefit to it. And at the end of the day, it's kind of gross.
That's right. Take your pants off.
Yes. At least pull them to the side. like you, pee in the shower. No
Take
one
off
washes
your shorts and dunk me.
No one washes their face or brushes their teeth in the shower. Because I don't want to brush my teeth in the sink where you are peeing.
That's the gross part.
Yeah.
I think the smell would be the worst part. Right?
Yeah,
it's gross.
And you're just running the water like, does it account for little trickles and dribbles and splashes? Right. Like, no.
Get out of here. Here's a guy who says, I do a lot of sailing. Peeing overboard is just part of boat life for both the dudes and the ladies, but you do not pee through your shorts.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
They're right.
Thank you. Thank you. She thought she was being slick. She didn't realize that I out of the priff there.
Her.
I was like, whoa.
I love your peanuts, man.
No, we're not doing this.
All right, back to regularly scheduled programming.
We got derailed by sink pee.
Yeah.
By the way, you're not going to find anyone that agrees with you on the sink pee.
No.
You are a man on an island.
No,
at
but
this
at
point.
First it sounded. At first I was like, oh, you know,
there might be willing, something innovative.
I was
here.
Willing to listen.
Yeah.
But
it was.
Is quickly
starkly shot down.
Yeah, there's no, I can't find one single advantage. I love the idea of it's the middle of the night and I just run the water for 2 seconds. Oh my God. Come on.
All right. How does this happen on a plane? Next, here's Buck.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, well, I'm calling an audible.
Red panties?
Red panties. The jetliner story is out.
Yeah, it's 2 days in a row.
In the interest of time.
Didn't make the cut.
Well.
Hey, Red Danny. Omaha!
I'll give you the gist. There was a pilot on a flight to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And right before they land, he radios air traffic control and he says, I'm not certified to land this. I can't land this plane.
Seems a bit.
That's kind of stupid.
Yeah,
does that even happen? He's the pilot.
Well, and you took off. I mean,
exactly.
If you take off, wouldn't you assume? I would not take off in an airplane that I was not certified to indeed land.
Well, all that happened was they signed the wrong paperwork at the start of the. So they had to divert to Salt Lake, get the right paperwork, and then bada bing.
Well, I told you the last time I was on a flight, it got delayed 2 hours because they didn't have proper paperwork.
Yeah. Paperwork's a big thing.
Drove me freaking nuts. They said everything was fine. They got the wrong paperwork, and then they filled out new paperwork, and that was the wrong paperwork. So then we had to go back and get new paperwork again. 2 hours.
Yeah.
No good.
Have you ever had to wait on paperwork? Like when they say, we're just wrapping up the.
Nothing like that.
And then they'll be like, well, we're just waiting on the paperwork, and we'll back out of here, and we'll get you going.
And after like an hour,
it's an hour.
Yeah.
Where's the freaking paperwork?
They were apologetic, but they said that the guy kept coming on and saying that it was illegal for them to leave without the proper paperwork. It was violations of.
I think you got to fudge the paperwork.
I don't think you can. I think that's the way that works.
Guessing people have tried and gotten in a lot of trouble.
Well, but sometimes that...
Yeah, the feds.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, I get why you have the rules and regulations and stuff, but man, sometimes stuff is so silly.
I agree. 100%. Like turning around an aircraft for any reason.
Or paperwork.
They turned it around for a former NFL player.
Oh, yeah, the guy. Did you see that story?
No, Gosder Chehrilis.
I've never heard of that guy. Was he good?
He was a Niner briefly. I think he was a relatively high draft pick, first or second round.
Hey, he peed on a guy on a flight.
Come again?
Yep.
Yeah, former NFL player. Peed on a guy. Got kicked out, or kicked off.
Yeah.
Of the flight.
They were on their way to Ireland, right?
Yeah, I think he was going to Dublin from...
Like, he peed on someone on accident, or he took it out and pissed on his foot?
He says that he took a sleeping medication and was not acting like himself. Said it was...
Yeah. But I thought it was like a... Weren't they fighting?
There was a fight involved as well. Hold on, let me find the story.
I am fascinated by these sorts of things because as someone that occasionally...
Fights? Or pees on people?
Well, I have, but that was a long time ago. I'm just saying, as someone who's been known to mix, you know, some medications a time or two, I like to sometimes in my backyard have a grand old time, you know, take some things. In all of my adventures in the natural or pharmaceutical world, never, ever. And believe me, I've smelt colors. I've seen, you know, I've seen things. I've talked to trees. Never once have I gotten so far gone that I just like pee on strangers. Or like you see these people that freak out on airplanes. It's just, I do not understand how you get that messed up.
According
how you get that high.
To the police report, it says he appeared drunk when he boarded the plane, allegedly argued with the flight crew about his seat. An hour into the flight, urinated on an elderly passenger, then hit another passenger and took that passenger's seat before passing out.
And he's like, oh, no, my meds.
Yeah, he said in an apology that he took a sleeping medication that I don't normally use, which resulted in behavior that is not representative of my character.
Yeah, he's just trying to save face. But
yeah, that just doesn't make any sense. Well, I promise you, if you do a bunch of mushrooms with me, I'm not going to take a crap on your foot and be like, sorry.
Well, I just hate this new world where we get to explain. No, you just, that's bad. Dude, I don't care why you did it.
Yeah, you did it.
Don't do it.
Yes. It's just not good.
You don't need a statement from you. I know everything about you by reading this story. I don't need your stupid statement.
Yeah, and this is the other one, like Roseanne Barr, like everyone. It's like, I took sleeping pills, so I started shouting a bunch of anti-Semitic and like racial slurs. Like, really? I took an Ambien and I stayed up. Yeah, I did some cool stuff. You know what I didn't do is shout a bunch of anti-Jewish things.
Yeah, he was a first-round pick in 2008, played for the Lions, Colts, and Bucks.
Hmm. What's his name again?
Gosder Cherilis from Boston College.
Be scary, some big dudes in there peeing on your foot.
Totally.
Yeah, listed at 6'7", 316.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
That's a large man.
Offensive tackle.
Yeah. Whoops. Some elderly dude. I'm guessing that's the Brock Lesnar defense. You're like, well, some dude. What happened? Oh, some guy peed on me. Did you do something about it? Nope. What'd you do? I said thank you. And hit the little call button and... Can I switch seats?
And unfortunately for the old guy, I'm guessing it wasn't just some guy peeing on him. It was a big black guy peeing on him.
Yeah, that's like, oh boy.
Black dong. What?
I don't even know.
Where did that come from?
I am trying to imagine what that's like.
And well timed, sir.
You're just sitting on your flight.
Yeah, no kidding. Some offensive lineman's.
Just
God.
Peeing on your foot.
What would you, like...
I don't know.
Okay, so I have zero chance of kicking this guy's ass.
None.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and he's obviously wasted.
Yeah, what
he's
do you actually
He's peeing
do?
On me. What do you do?
I
start
know.
Yelling for help?
I get Like, you start... You start mashing that call button.
Can someone do something?
Hey, man. You better stop that in 3, 2...
He's like, I can't pinch it off. I can't.
I mean, look, we all want to think that we're like, you know, there's a level for every one of us that you reach a point where you're like, there's nothing I can do.
Just pee on me.
And that went for every passenger on that flight, probably. No one can do anything.
I'm sure it's fine.
They start justifying. You're like, pee's sterile. Like, yeah, it's no big deal.
Right.
I didn't like these slacks anyway.
That's right.
YouTube chat says it sounds like he needed a sink.
There's a good. Yeah. Someone said, story. Can you pee on him back?
Yeah.
You take it out.
What
is that? Hard sword fighting.
Boy, that might be the best defense.
You're like, that's it. He left me no choice.
You ain't seen nothing yet, big fella.
We're doing this. Yeah, it's it's just
wow.
I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do.
Anyway, where were we? Oh, I was gonna tell you what the best or what the top sex position is for the summer of 2024.
Oh.
But only the summer of 2024.
It doesn't work once we move into fall. It's like after Labor Day wearing white. This position does not work once we get into October. It's absurd.
Well, you could probably guess what it is, but...
belly to belly, right?
Little missionary?
Little belly to belly missionary.
It's my favorite.
I read earlier this summer, it was either when Isaac was out or when both of you were out, there was a New York trend that it's the summer of the two guys, one girl threesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, Zook must have been here.
Yeah, the Eiffel Tower. Yeah, we were talking about that.
The Eiffel Tower.
That's happening.
Hey, it's an Olympic summer.
It is an Olympic summer. That's right. True.
That is next on The Fan.
By the way, real quick to wrap up the giant man peeing on the elderly person. This is...
Somebody said it was a woman.
Was it a woman?
Elderly woman.
It was a woman. Okay.
Well, then certainly, like, you know, what are you going to do? Yeah. But this is like, someone points out, like, when the wife says, are you going to take that? If you're not going to say something, I will. Shut up, woman. This is my point. Yes. In an ideal world, that's fine. But you got to be real careful as the wife or the girlfriend opening your mouth and picking a fight that your boyfriend or husband can't finish. Like, you need to, like, we've all been, like, well, I can't say we've all, man. But I've seen this situation many a time where a girl starts running her mouth, and it's like, dude, your man does not want this.
Well, if the person's crazy enough to be peeing on somebody else, then he's crazy enough to hit you, too. Well,
I've just seen this plenty of times where it's not going to go well. And you can see the look of the guy's like, oh, my God. And he's kind of looking at you like, please, like, you understand I have to do this, but at the same time, I don't want to do this. Like, you're putting him in a very, very bad situation. Let him decide when the conflict needs to escalate. Don't be the one, because it's not you that's going to get your ass kicked.
So, summer, you know, we get a little wild.
It's time for doing it, right?
Well, yeah. People get a sense of adventure.
Yeah. Well, people are out. You know, the hots are out. The sundresses are out.
That's right. We feel good about our hot summer bods.
Yeah, there you go. Out there getting it in.
New York Post put out the most desired new sex positions of 2024. Not new. The classic.
Yeah.
You know, the classics.
Can we also admit, too, that a lot of, like, the weird stuff, yeah, it doesn't work, and it's dumb, and it's just...
Yeah, we go back to the same ones for a reason.
Exactly. Like, come on. What are we doing here?
So do you care to guess the most desired sex position of 2024, summer 2024?
I'm gonna go with traditional. I'm gonna go animal style. We're going from the back, Bob.
That is indeed the answer. Yeah. Yeah. Doggy style.
Yeah. The animal kingdom has it. It's a reason. Lions, tigers, wolves, dogs, you name it. You know, animal style. It's just, it works.
Yeah. Lion's got that barbed dong, though. That thing is crazy.
That's the tiger.
Was it the tiger?
Yeah,
Maybe they both do? Both jungle cats?
I don't know if the lion does. I know the tiger does.
The lion
because
does
the female tiger doesn't want it, and so the male tiger, like...
Spikes out.
You're
staying.
Boy, you want to talk about, like, uncomfortable.
Second on the list is the reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, yeah.
Number three is cowgirl. Getting wild.
Getting wild
number
there.
Number four, missionary.
Yes.
Half the people said missionary.
You know what I'm going to do this summer? Some missionary.
Well, again.
People like that?
Again.
I mean, I know it's still sex. It's great, but...
It's
that's your most desired...
It's like listening to the Beatles saying they're your favorite. It's there's a reason why it's classic. There's a reason why it's always near the top. There's only like four or five. Anything else, you're just risking a calf cramp, or you're going to get uncomfortable, or you're going to get tired after like 8 seconds.
Well, we have 69.
Oh, all right. All right.
And as someone on the text line put it, the reverse standing 69.
Reverse standing 69?
Well, I'm trying to picture that.
Well, it wouldn't be.
Standing's one thing, but what's the reverse part?
That's not a... That's just sex standing up. Which, by the way...
Or like, if you're facing out instead of in, how do you do that? Your neck's going to hurt.
Dude.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
As a bigger fella.
Well, we're exploring. That's what we're doing.
As a bigger fella, a lot of times in my life, the larger women are what are attracted to the big Viking type. And while I do appreciate that you being a big gal are interested in big guys, just because we're big guys, we can't hold you in the air for minutes at a time. And that's
not with that attitude.
And I had someone once that really had that expectation. And let me tell you, I think I herniated a disc that day. And you can't focus on anything other than trying not to blow out a lower lumbar or like a knee to go sideways. There's nothing sexy about that. That nothing. All you're doing is causing a lot of undue stress and wear and tear on people. Some of that stuff just is not practical. It isn't. I get it. You saw it in 50 Shades of Grey once. That ain't real, okay? They got breaks. The guy got a Gatorade and a sandwich halfway through it. And probably out of spotter.
After 69 comes spooning.
No, yeah. The good old spoon. Again, nothing here
is... What is happening?
Well, does it mean like spooning sex? Like sex in a spooning position or just cuddling?
I don't think that's
the spooning position.
I mean, this isn't a LDS survey.
No. That's just one of those, like...
No, missionary. It sounded like it might be.
That's in the morning while she's still sleeping, and you just kind of scoot over, and you're like, don't pay any attention.
Now, here's something I'm... something I'm not familiar with. The sexed up snuggle? What does that mean? You ever done that?
The sexed up snuggle.
It's on the list.
I think that's just spoons, but reversies. That's reverse spoons. Like a scissor sort of thing. Yeah, you're snuggling. You're
snuggling face to face and doing it.
Face to face.
Okay.
You just... moving a leg.
I don't want to see her.
That's when you build a pillow wall. Put one up. Put that John Travolta sequin pillow up near the top. Look into his those blue gazers and don't worry about it.
She is an aloof bitch. All right. That's our show. Tomorrow, Club at the Pub. We'll see you at 10 Barrel Brewing. Up next is Hot Corner on The Fan. Good night.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.